to bring the Babylonians to come and overthrow us when they are worse than us? Remember, this isn't what Habakkuk had in mind for justice. Notice the first part of what he says to God in verses 12 through 13. God, are you not from eternity? Lord, my God, my Holy One, you will not die. Lord, you appointed them to execute judgment? My rock, you destined them to punish us? Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Why do you tolerate those who are treacherous? Why are you using them, Lord? Why are you silent while one who is wicked swallows up one who is more righteous than himself? Habakkuk saying, God, we are your people. We're your chosen people. And yet you want to use someone who is more wicked to bring judgment upon us who are your people? But yet, ultimately the answer is yes. God's words come true 100% of the time. You're not going to believe it, he said, he told Habakkuk. Habakkuk then goes on in verses 14 through 17, and he gives this metaphor of the strength of the Chaldeans. He is obviously displeased with God's answer. I'm sure if we all raised our hands, we could say, I've been there. One commentator said Habakkuk is being tested to